95.7 The Hog, The Morning Hog. Riggs, Steve, Josh, S.R. Parrott.
Give him a little bit. There you go.
Yeah. Crowd was a little all night up back there.
Listen, Josh, they're not clapping because they're waiting for what's next.
That's right.
We had some summer seasonal flavors in round one, and we're continuing that theme in round two.
Yeah, we had some nice summer malt beverages, flavored malt beverages, and now we got some beer.
Well, kind of. Thematically, I wore the beer shirt today in hopes that there would be some new beers that I could try.
I love the simplicity.
Right? It says it all.
So we're going to, you know what? We'll transition slightly.
Okay. All right.
So when I say beer, I mean kind of beer on the first one.
All right.
So we have Sam Adams Porch Rocker, which I think you guys may have had in the past.
Yes.
It is a lemon radler.
Okay.
Do you recall?
R-A-D-L-E-R.
Correct.
Not R-A-T.
Do you know its country of origin?
No.
The word? No?
No.
So do you recall what a radler is?
Yeah, it's
beer with lemonade?
Pretty much, with juice. Like a shandy.
A shandy.
It typically is what we call it, a shandy, but a radler over here. So you get some nice Bavarian style light beer with some lemon in there.
And again, not a tart, a tacky lemon, just sort of a blended.
That's straight summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, you just opened up a bottle of summer, my friend. And again, Steve will tell you, it's not summer yet, but it's coming soon.
It's close.
Get ready
finishes.
For it.
I mean, we've super got, nice.
It does.
19 days. Okay. 19 days.
Yeah.
Man, I didn't know we were going to get.
What's the moon that. Supposed
to check
look
that
like
real quick.
That,
right?
Not sure.
No.
Not to check.
Yeah. Okay. It finishes almost sweet, even though there's like a lemony tart.
Yeah, it's really nice. One of my favorite summertime beverages, put it that way. But this comes in a 6-pack by itself.
Right.
Or it's in their summer 12-pack variety as well.
Oh, really?
All right.
Keep your eyes peeled.
Okay. The summer 12-pack variety. Sam knows what they're doing.
I mean, yeah. They've been doing this long enough.
Sam tells you something, you take it, and then you drink it, and then you get more. You get another one. And in the variety pack, you got variety. Who knows what's next? Close your eyes, blindfold yourself, and go through that Sam sampler, right?
There you go. Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
I'd
actually, film that and send it to The Morning Hog on there YouTube. We'll post that. Unless you're naked. Even then. Depends on who you are. Okay.
Yeah.
Sadly, only one can left. What is that? What are you about to open?
So our friends over there at Sierra Nevada, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
They've been doing the
hat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
They've been doing the Little Thing IPA line for quite some time.
Right.
Yeah. So you have Hazy Little Thing. Actually, it's not all IPAs anymore. They have Sunny Little Thing, which is a citrus wheat. Wild Little Thing, Big Little Thing, Crisp Little Thing. That's in the variety pack.
Right.
Then they had Juicy Little Thing that just came out as a seasonal, which was delicious.
Yes.
Very good. So Juicy Little Thing was a rotational seasonal SKU.
Okay.
And up next, replacing that, is Tropical Little Thing.
Oh, this is a newbie.
That's right.
It's a new so it's a quarter seasonal.
And
is that right?
Trimester?
Trimester. Okay.
Does that work?
I like it. I don't know it, but I like it. I like it. Oh, this just says fruit.
Wow.
Bouquet.
Yeah, so this is available by itself in a 6-pack out there.
Very hoppy.
7%.
Wow. The hops drag.
Oh, wow.
Someone's at the door. Oh, wait. It's Rick's favorite beer of the day. Hello. Wow. That's really good.
That's very nice. A lot of tropical flavors in there coming from those hops.
Up front.
Every time I get these tropical beers, you have to think, maybe they're putting some fruit in there.
Right.
But no, these citrus notes coming from the hops is just fantastic.
It's hop magic again. It is magic. Right? Because we talk about how you could possibly have that much flavor from a thing that looks like
mango, papaya, passion fruit, you know.
Yeah.
Wild, star all that.
Fruit. No fruit in it at all.
Right.
Crazy.
It's all on those hop varietals.
Man.
It's impressive.
I love hops. Hey, hops. Thank you. From the Brew Review. Especially from Josh, because it's his business. We're just drinking for free, but you know he's going to make a living doing that. This is exceptional.
I'm getting paid to drink.
This is really right. Right. That's right. Technically, we are too, right?
Yeah.
But this is very big flavor. There's a lot happening there.
Yeah. I mean, they've nailed it, right? So I'm looking forward to the next seasonal, but while this is out, go and grab it. Like I said, short time. Or you check out the website.
He's talking about srprod.com/beerfinder.
Yeah.
You can find beer right here on my shirt. I haven't spilled any yet because I got to be really careful drinking this. I don't want to don't either. Do you have a sippy cup, by the way? Anybody got a sippy cup?
I do in my truck.
Okay. Good. Really?
I'll get that afterwards.
Sweet.
Yeah, his kids.
I'm going to borrow it first.
Anymore. They've grown out of it, so it's like my turn. So this is great. So now when we get ready for summer, these are your seasonals that you want to get into.
Absolutely.
Right? And then when it becomes actual summer, who knows what we'll be drinking.
Exactly.
You can check it out there at The Morning Hog on YouTube. Steve and I have a TikTok account now, by the way. So if you want to do a TikTok with us after the show.
Yeah, here, I will consider it.
Real? Whoa. All right. What do you charge for like a TikTok?
At least $30 an hour.
Steve? Can you handle the...
Well, I got cash on me.
Oh, good.
I'm good.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Do you, wait, hold on. No. Do you take Zelle?
Nope.
Shoot.
All right.
We'll discuss. Work it out. Yeah, virtual options.
Until next week. Thanks, SR Perot. Cheers.
Cheers.